This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. In Baghdad today, UN Special Envoy Lakhdar Brahimi met with members of Iraq's Governing Council to discuss plans for the transfer of power that the U.S. wants to occur on July 1st. Yesterday, Brahimi met with Iraq's leading Shiite cleric, Ayatollah Ali al-Sistani. Sistani has rejected American plans for a series of complicated caucuses to select a legislature, putting off elections until next year. He wants elections before any transfer of power. UN officials are saying that's unlikely. NPR's Deborah Amos is in Baghdad. It appears elections are out before July 1st. What's been the reaction to that there?
Bob, some members of the Governing Council are still pressing for those elections before the deadline, and so is that powerful Shiite cleric, al-Sistani. As you know, he's been the chief proponent of early elections. It's likely they will abide by the UN recommendations, which appear to be not to have elections by July 1st, but sometime later in the year. An official report from the UN is expected in 8 days. So the vote could come later than some Iraqis want it, but it will be earlier than the American plan, which was a national election for sometime next year. And as you know, the American plan also included that very complicated system to select a legislature over the next couple of months that would appoint a government, and that government would be in place for the handover on July 1st.
What's happened to the plan for caucuses?
Well, I talked to one of the Governing Council members this morning who said that that plan was like the American novel, Gone with the Wind. And there were other council members who said the same thing. Ali al-Sistani, the Shia cleric who's been demanding a national election, he's been against those caucuses all along, so it was unlikely that many Shias would have taken part in them. So the good news is that Iraqis are moving towards a national election that will reflect what they want. The bad news for the Bush administration is without those caucuses, they will have less control over who becomes the government in July.
And what will the Iraqi government look like on July 1st?
Well, there's still some questions about that. It looks like everybody wants to stick to the deadline, so that raises some questions. It may be that the Iraqi Governing Council, which is in place now, will be the governing body that the Bush administration hands over power to. Now, the question is, will they expand? Will they bring other members onto that council to reflect other political trends in the country? Some new Sunni clerics have put together groups. Maybe they will sit on the council. These things are all unclear. There's a lot of this plan that is still up in the air.
Well, how will the handover go?
That remains to be seen. You know, after this week, with Lakhdar Brahimi being here and a UN team, we still have some things to see. What their report will tell us, when there is a date, is the Governing Council going to expand, will there be elections, when will they be? A lot of questions still to go, and the handover is only 4 months away.
Sounds like the deadline's going to be moved, even if they're all intent on keeping it. That's just too soon.
Well, the Bush administration has signaled that they were willing to move that date. Just 2 days ago, Colin Powell, Secretary of State, said that in a congressional hearing. The Secretary of Defense has said the same thing. What you hear from Iraqis in Baghdad, Governing Council members certainly, is they want to hold to that date. I think what we know now is it is unlikely there will be an Iraqi election before that date. You could still have a handover. The Governing Council could be the government that the Bush administration hands over sovereignty to. What we don't know is what the shape of that Governing Council will be, how long it will be in power, what happens to it after a national election. So some things are decided, some things not. Let's watch in the next couple of days about how hard that date is on July 1st.
NPR's Deborah Amos in Baghdad.